Turn, if you will, in your Bibles tonight to Galatians chapter 5. No, it's chapter 2, excuse me. Galatians 2:20. I want to say I thank you so much. Man, I tell you, it's been a great life. So many friends, I tell you. And I'm always glad to see Billy and Otis get back from up there in Colorado and bring some of that cold air with them. Also, I'm glad to see each and every one of you. You're a blessing to Rhonda and I know, just to have you as our personal friends. And so many of you. And man, it's been a blessing to serve here. And just gets sweeter every day. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. It's been a good day. And Lord, what a beautiful song, I Surrender All. Lord, I pray that each one of us here tonight will just do that. Surrender our lives to you. As we look at this passage of Scripture, Lord, just speak to our hearts. And God will give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Boy, I tell you what. Think about, you were talking about the things you've gone through. Which daughter was 40? Somebody 40 years old? Oh, man. I pray for her. After 40 is patch, 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 Daddy said, and I believe it. But, you know, we've seen a lot of changes in the last 40 years, hadn't we? I tell you, I never would have believed the changes that we've seen in our day and in our life. Growing up in the country, we didn't get a telephone in the house till I was a junior in high school. And that was in 1969. And I thought, man, we got a telephone now. But we didn't get air conditioned until I was almost a senior. But, you know, we thought we was freezing to death in that house after we got that. The little attic fans were great, weren't they? I enjoyed the attic fan. You know, then we come along, we've seen a lot of different things in our lives, like television, telephone. Telephones change a lot. Now they're telephone, your television, and computer and everything. So we've seen a lot of changes. And all of these things have changed our life, hadn't they? But the cross, has changed my life more than anything in the world. The cross of Calvary. You know, we think about it sometimes only at Easter, don't we? When we talk about the resurrection and the cross and we put on the programs. But the cross is a change in our life every single day of our lives. The cross is changing our lives. And here in this passage of Scripture, the centerpiece of the gospel is the cross. And the cross has four elements in it. Christ, of course, the cross. The crucifixion, he says, I have been crucified. And I, the cross of change. It's the agent of change in our lives as a Christian. And I believe this verse, if you look at it, speaks of that change. It speaks of a truth. In the very words, the cross of Calvary is a message that Paul said that just pierces his heart. When she's saying, I surrender all, I was thinking, that's what Paul did. He surrendered every aspect of his life to Jesus Christ. Our heart belongs to Christ. It continues to move in our life day after day after day. He says these words, I have been crucified. Now, Paul was led by the Spirit of God to write those words, "I have been crucified." And I thought immediately, well, what was crucified with Jesus? Well, we know that the thieves on the cross were crucified with him. And when he died on the cross, our sins were nailed to the cross. But Paul says, "I have been crucified." He's talking about his total being crucified with Christ. Now, I think as Christians, that's the way we ought to live. When we were saved and we come to know Jesus Christ, our hopes died and we took up Christ's hopes. My desires, what I wanted in my life, ceased to exist. I've been crucified with Christ. Now it's His will for my life. You don't know this, but we had one surrender to the ministry this morning. Little young man. I'll tell you, he'll probably make it known, but he come out and he told his grandmother, Miss Smith, Mary Smith. She here tonight. I was looking for Mary. She said, "He wants to tell you something." He said, I think I want to be a preacher." And I said, "Praise God. The Lord's already working in that boy's heart at such a young age to call him in ministry." And, you know, we don't know, but I said, "Young man, I'll tell you what, I'll pray for you." Because, you know, we have to be surrendered completely to Christ. No longer my dreams are no longer. It's what Christ wants. But my failures were also nailed to the cross, you see. My position and everything about Paul, he says, I gave it up all for the cross of Jesus Christ. When I share Jesus Christ with somebody and tell them about being crucified with Christ, they say, "Well, I gave up a lot of that a long time ago." But no, Paul was talking about, it's a perfect tense here, and it's a past action that it continues to work in his life. It continues to result in his life. I have been crucified, and I'm still being impelled to the cross. It's still piercing my heart day after day after day. He says, the results in my life continue on. You see, a lot of us get saved and we sit down and we sigh and we soak and we sit, and the cross doesn't affect us anymore. But with Paul, it was a life-changing experience. On the Damascus Road that night or that day, his life completely changed. He gave everything to Christ. And that's what we're supposed to do. Give it all to Jesus Christ. He said, "I am crucified with Christ. It is still piercing my heart. It is still moving in my life just like it did the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." The continuing results were, he said, "I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live." Hey, that's exciting, isn't it? I no longer live. Man. Now, that's completely different from what we're being taught today in our lives. Today it's you live for yourself. You get for yourself. You gain all you can. But Paul says, no, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. I no longer live. My desires, my dreams, my plans, all my guilt and shames they're dead. They died the day Christ died on the cross. I gave it all to Christ. Sin is a fact in our life, folks. Sin is always there. Today we call it, we try to make it sound better and say, well, he's got a few shortcomings. But really, they're sins. And sin is it's something that goes against God. And, you know, in your life, God is either alive in your life or sin is alive in your life. They don't exist together, you see. You either let God rule you or you let sin rule you. And Paul says, it's Christ that rules my life. It's God that's alive in my life. And the whole message of the cross is you and I must die. The Bible says in Matthew 16:25, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Now, how do we find Christ's life? We have to die to our life. The Bible talks about a grain of corn falls to the ground. It's got to die before it can live. And folks, that's what seeds do. They die in the ground and they come up alive. Well, Christ must live in our life and sin must die. Christ must control our life. And he says, you know, I've been crucified with Christ on that cross that day, and it's no longer I who live, but now Christ lives in me. Paul was just, you think about his life, what made him do everything that he did? Simply was that he was fully consumed with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We talked about being filled with the Spirit this morning. Well, Christ had filled his life full. And I'm sure he leaked just like many of us do, because he says, the things I want to do, I find myself not doing, and the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. But, you know, he lived his life steadily day by day. I talked about Wednesday night, taking one step at a time. You see, we fall flat on our face when we try to run ahead against, run ahead of God. So it's better if we just take today, when we get up in the morning, say, Lord, today let me live this life for you. And let me be consumed with the passion for Jesus Christ in my life. You see, I believe Paul lost his life that day on the Damascus Road for the sake of Christ. And he found his life in losing his life for Jesus Christ. And now Christ was simply living in him. Oh, what assurance it is to know we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I got how many of y'all read the book Left Behind? A lot of you read it. Well, young people went to see the movie today, Left Behind. They said it was a great movie, and they said it was kind of sad. Kind of sad when all of a sudden parents were left, the children were taken, and parents were left behind. And I said, you know, that's the way it's going to be if we don't just trust Jesus Christ. One day, you know, we'll be left behind if we're not trusting Jesus Christ, if we're not living for Jesus Christ. And the bad thing about it is many today in our churches think they're going to heaven, and they're not. They've never given their life truly to Jesus Christ. They've lived for their self. They've lived for what they can get out of the ministry or out of church. Oh, we see people all the time saying, well, preacher, what can the church do for me? I want to say the church can't do anything for you, but Jesus Christ will turn your life around if you'll just let him change your life. You see, Galatians 5, Paul knew Galatians 5. It talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Man, we went over some of them, too, in our life when we talked about it. Man, there's gentleness, self-control, all of these things. He knew that Christ had literally changed his life. No longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. Oh, the key to letting go of our life is found in that. Letting go of our life and letting Christ indwell us. You see, the cross continues to change our life. Man, I thank God I'm not the person I used to be. Man, Paul said, you know, I gave it up all for Jesus Christ. I count everything in my life as just rubbish for the cause of Christ. I want to know Christ and his resurrection power. I want to know Christ. You see, then when we know Christ, we can really lose our life to Christ, and we can take it back and live forever with him. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to die. I'm just going to pass from this life to the better life, a life with Jesus Christ. You know, Christians really don't die. This old body dies, but our spirit, our soul lives on. And hey, I'm one of those that want to be caught up and move on. But you know, we live for Jesus every single day day by day, day by day. We love people. We do for people. We serve people. That's what we're called as Christians. Paul was a slave to Christ, a servant to Christ, a servant to mankind. He had literally given up everything about his life so that he could know Christ. Listen to what he says. I've lost my page. Oh, I got it right back. All right. I no longer live, but Christ lives me, and the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. The life I now live. Paul says, I am now living a different life than I used to. Think about your life. How much has the cross changed your life? Just think for a moment. How much has Jesus Christ really changed your life? The life I now live, I no longer live. I live for Christ. I can tell you one thing, that the Lord has changed my life. I used to think I was really living, but I wasn't really living until I come to know Jesus Christ. And this is where more and more people are falling away from Jesus Christ every day in their life. They're come up with pains, they come up with problems, they come up with troubles, and they're not living for Christ. They leave Christ out. I remember a preacher telling me, friends, you're supposed to take your burdens to the cross and leave them there. Jesus says, cast ye every care on me. Well, when we're saved, we literally go to the cross, and all the filth, all the garbage in our life, we leave it there. We also leave our bitterness there. We also leave our guilt there. We also leave our hatred there. So many of us want to take our problems and leave them there, but we don't take our hatred and our bitterness. We still have aught against other people. And we say, well, we died at the cross that day. No, we didn't. When we die at the cross, everything we leave there. Paul says, and looking to the cross, we see Jesus. Folks, all we need, Teddy said it well, all we need is Jesus. He's our life. He's our all in all. Philippians 3, 7 through 8 says, but what things were gained to me, these I've counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also counted all things lost for the excellence of knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Now that was Paul writing. And he says, these things that I thought were gain, I count it loss for Christ. I count all things lost. Just want to know Christ better. Listen, I don't try to reach back for things in my life. Those things are dead. Oh, the good old days, they really weren't that good. I consider them dead today. Gossip, backbiting, that's a dead man's talk, isn't it? That's someone who doesn't have Christ in their heart. They're talking things like that. Going to the old places. I don't go to those old places anymore. That was the dead man's place. Thoughts that linger, that's a dead man's thinking. Thinking of those things that are impure, wrong, those are the things that a dead man thinks of. Paul says that's rotten fruit. You don't pick rotten fruit. You get rid of it. You know, if you put a bad apple in a bunch of good ones, they all get rotten, don't they? Leave bad grapes. We had some grapes that we bought, and we should have eaten them a lot quicker, but a few bad ones in there, and first thing you know, they're all bad. Paul says we leave that kind of life behind. And he says, for me to live is Christ. But when I die, it's going to be gain. The cross, it's made a change in my life. It's made a change in Paul's life. And I believe if you look at yourself, you can say, it's made a change in my life. And I challenge you tonight, ask yourself, the life I now live, right now, the life I now live, what does it look like? What does it look like? Nobody can tell you, it's just you. You know what you're living inside. Is it Christ's life or the old life? Paul says, the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by faith. Today we tell people who are struggling in life, you need to live by faith. But you know what? That's hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to live day by faith. He says, the life I live by faith. Am I willing to lose my life? Am I willing to lose the control in my life? You know, we're control freaks, aren't we? We want to control everything about our life, what we're going to do, what we're going to wear, who we're going to see. But Paul says, no, I'm willing to lose all of that control and depend simply upon Jesus Christ. Because I surrender my life, I submit my life to Jesus Christ on the cross. And all through our lives, we need to ask, am I being changed by the cross? Am I really crucified with Christ? Is it His will for me to do this and do that? You'll never reason out the crucified life until you start living the crucified life. And we live it by faith in Christ, and it's actually Christ living in us day by day by day. Now, some of you are here, and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Some adults, some young people. You've never trusted Him. Wouldn't you like to give your life to Jesus tonight? Wouldn't you like to start living by faith tonight? Trusting Christ day by day. Letting His desires fill your life. Letting His hope fill your life. Man, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I've got a mansion. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't bother me that one day the trumpet will sound. It doesn't bother me that the dead in Christ are going to rise first because I'm going to be right with them. You see, that's the blessed hope that I'm looking for. And some people say, what if you're not caught up? I said, I know I am, because Christ lives in me. I'm part of His body. I'm His child. Are you? Have you given your life to Him? If He came back tonight, if Christ came back tonight, would you be with Him? Would you live with Him? Can you say like Paul, I have been crucified with Christ? It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live simply by faith in the Son of God who loved and gave Himself for me. That should be every one of us's desire, to live by faith, trust Jesus Christ day by day by day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the cross of change. Lord, the cross has changed our life. It pierces our heart. It touches our lives. Lord, let us live for You day by day, moment by moment. And Lord, if there's someone here tonight that needs to give their life to You, or, Lord, just recommit their life to you. Let them make that decision. We'll give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.